Good morning, Rabboisai! Nidinishmasimim Rossi Rus Bas Mordechai. Oops, sponsorships are over here. There's a email from Henoch Schwinger. There's no greater joy than being on a night flight to the UK and doing the daf. Today's sponsors, Yosef Mevorach, Lilu Nishmat, my grandmother, Chana Bas Simcha Alea, Shalom Yitzhak said today, by Sydney Katz, in honor of Rabbi Avram Yitzchok Rubin, Shlomi Rosenberg, Mark Ashkenazi, and all of the other MDY team who helped me get a Gemara while I was recuperating in Lenox Hill Hospital in New York over Rosh Hashanah. Wow. I actually spoke to Mark. I believe he drove, Erev Rosh Hashanah, he drove to the hospital to deliver the Gemara. I think that's what happened at the end. So, Shloimeh Henoch Schwinger says, there's no greater joy than being on a night flight to the UK and doing the daf. If there is any way to bring some light to the darkness of England, it must be spreading inspiration and rebellion in MDY by living the daf. Rabbi Isai. In the second picture, here, so here's Henoch on a flight, learning the daf. But better yet, look at this picture. In the second picture, yeah, no mask, but there's nobody on the flight. I literally pinned down my uncle Avram Schwartz. Remember Avram? He was on Zoom every day. I thought he's gone. I thought he's still part of it. So he pinned him down so he could show off his MDY sticker. He'd never want to be on camera. Mashiach must be coming if a humble Litvak like himself is driving around with an MDY sticker on his car. Here it is, his car with the MDY, and this is Rabbi Avram Chasha. We were supposed to interview him, do a minute. I don't know what happened with him. Okay, so Rabbi Avram's still around. Now, Rabbi Isai, I got to give you a little bit of background to this email, which really touched my heart. Actually made me cry, shtickle, and then I decided maybe I shouldn't read these emails anymore. I don't have the emotional capacity, but it was great. So I was in Los Angeles. Remember, I was doing some shiurim over there in Los Angeles. And I walk out of my hotel on the way to a shiur. And there is a guy by the name of Dovi Hirschberg. And he's talking to his friend. He says, Rebelli, I just flew. I made all these flights. Oh, my God, he wanted to come to the shiur, to the live shiur. So he rearranged his flights. He lives in Los Angeles, but he rearranged everything. So I can't believe I'm standing right here in the hotel. Fine. Here's an email. It was very special to meet you in Los Angeles and attend the live shiur. I'm reaching out as promised to share my support and service to you and your family if you ever need anything here in Los Angeles. I grew up here in the La Brea area of Los Angeles, and I'm sober 3.5 years now. I try to give back to the Jewish sober community as much as possible. Quick side note. As you can see from my appearance, I'm not the guy who anyone that sees me or knows me would bet I was doing the daf. It's a crazy story how I started and found you, and even crazier that I'm still keeping up daily. I've never learned like this and looked forward to learning. Not because I don't like learning, but because it has always been too difficult for me. With that said, I'd like to sponsor $1,000 worth of free gemaras for every mesechta going forward. Rabbi Isai, there's 43 mesechtas in Shas. I don't know if he knows it. So this is pretty good. $43,000 over 7 years. It's a great idea. Why? Because he wants other people to benefit from learning Gemara and getting a free Gemara. Usually, I would ask the sponsor anonymously. But since I'm the last guy people would think is doing the daf, you're welcome to use my name. So if one guy sees me and starts when he looks at me and says, if he can, I can, it will be worth it. Unbelievable. P.S. Listen to this. I'm very much looking forward to making my seam on Sukkah, on Sukkahs, in my Sukkah, which I'll now have built with a lot more attention to the halachas. And you can best believe I'll be buying the Ferrari of Lulav and Esri this year with gratitude, Dovi Hirschberg. Unbelievable. I don't know, touched me big time. He's giving, his lulav is different. His esrog is sukkah. He wants to give back. Unbelievable. All right. his Rabbi Tifferim room with his baby. Everybody, see this? Not the youngest baby we had, but here he is, Yishkoyach. By the way, talking about Gemaras and sponsoring Gemaras, tomorrow, maybe the day after, I want to announce a tremendous, tremendous project that we're doing that has to do with everybody in MDY, even current people. Don't buy your Gemaras yet. Something big happening for the next Masechta. All right, we are holding Daf Yud Beis. And by the way, if you want to be like... You have to tune in. If you want to be like Rabbi Hirschberg, go to MD, sponsor MDY. What is it? MDY sponsor, sponsormdy.com? Sponsormdy.com if you want to be part of it. Right before Yom Kippur, Chaparayin, Rabbi, say Chaparayin. Says the Mishnah, we are holding up Yud Beis Amud Aleph by a brand new Mishnah. Official Mishnah sponsored by Fishel, Refuah Shleima, Braina, Bas, Yenta, Devaira. Beis Shamai Oimrim, Emoitzin, Loi, Esakotan, Veloi Salulo, Veloi Sevetoira, Lushus Rab. We're talking about carrying on Yontif. What is the big problem with carrying? The Gemara is going to discuss. Say by Shammai, you cannot take out a child, you can't carry a child, you can't carry even a lulav, mamish, a few days away, can't carry a lulav, and not even a Sefer Torah into the Rishus HaRabim. Why? What we're allowed to do is Oichel Nefesh. Oichel Nefesh. We're allowed to be, do melachas that have to do with eating. Here's the pasuk. We're talking about Pesach, which is all Yom Tovim. Ach asher ye'ochel l'chol nefesh. If it has to do with food, then you could do melacha. Otherwise, you're over on this sister. Kol melacha lo yo'asa b'hem. This is the lav. Okay, now this lav is not as strong as on Shabbos with the skila and everything else, but it's nevertheless, it's a lav. Hu levad yo'asa l'chem. Only this you could do. Oichel nefesh. Ubeisil matirim, and we still say you're permitted to carry. Says the Gemara, Tani Tana Kameda Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Avdimi. So Tana said in front of Rabbi Yitzchok, Hashoichet Oilas Nedova Biyantav Loike. A Oila, which you don't have to bring, it's not obligatory to bring on Iyantav, a Nedova. You decided on your own to bring it, and it doesn't serve any purpose. You can't eat from it because it's an Oila, it's Kuli Lashem. So if you were to bring one, you shechted it on Yontif, like it. Why? According to this, because it's not Oichel Nefesh. And we don't have this concept that we're going to be discussing is Mitoich Shehuter L'Dis, it's Huter L'Dat, since it's already Mutter to shecht for yourselves, you let a shecht Korbanis. We don't have that concept. Omalei Domer Lachmani, who told you this thing? Bishamahi. That's Halacha according to Bishami only. The Amri, the Amrinon, mitoich shuhutra itzal letzarech hutra nami shaloi letzarech. In our mission, it seems like you don't say mitoich shuhutra. Now, yes, we're talking about in our mission. We're talking about itzal. Same thing. You cannot carry. You could carry, permitted to carry food, even according to Bishamai, but they don't extend that to other items. Food, you could carry food, but that's it. You don't say mitoich since it's mutter to carry food. So that's it. The whole iser flies away and you're allowed to carry a baby, you're allowed to carry a little. No, they don't say that. You can only carry food. So memela, you could only shecht an animal you're going to eat, but a ayla that you're not going to eat, you get malchus. Basil and the Mishnah say that you're allowed to carry whatever you want. You can carry a baby, you can carry Sefer Torah. And therefore, it just, the logic continues. If you're allowed a shecht because you want to feed your family, so you're allowed a shecht, even if you don't want to feed your family, you just want to bring it on the Mizbeach. Maskev l'rabo, mimayda b'shami b'sila b'ha pligi, who told you that the machlokes is mitoich shehutra? Maybe it's a different machlokes. Dilma b'eruv, Vaitzal Shabbos, Ve'ein Eruv, Vaitzal Yontif Miflegi. Maybe there's no isra at all to carry. Who said there's an isra to carry yantiv? That's a chiyuv, that's a malach on Shabbos, not so much to yantiv. The whole idea of an eruv is on Shabbos. Haitzah, carrying from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Shabbos. Vein eruv haitzah liyantiv kemifligi. But Beis Hillel say that doesn't apply to yantiv. Mar sovar, b'shami hold eruv haitzah l'Shabbos ve'eruv haitzah liyantiv. It's the same. Mar sovar, eruv haitzah l'Shabbos vein eruv haitzah liyantiv. Kiddich siv, it says, Yirmiyah says, v'loy soitziu maso mibiyoteichem b'yoyim ha-Shabbos. When he tells Klai Yisrael, be careful, don't carry anything on Shabbos. He doesn't mention Yontif. B'Shabbos in B'Yontif Loi. So you see, maybe that's the Machloikas. Beis Hillel hold, look, it says in Yirmiyah, the Isser of carrying, it was only an Isser set on Shabbos. This is other Isurim. This Lamed Ches Melachas on Yontif. Lamed test, this one of carrying is not one of them. Because it says Mefurish in the Navi, he explains that the whole Isser of carrying is only B'yom HaShabbos. B'Shabbos in, B'yom Tov Loi. Masv L'Rav Yosef, Elo Mi'ato Lifligu Ba'avonim. Oh, it's very interesting. It seems like that the whole Isser to move a stone on Shabbos, the whole Isser of Muktzah is only based on the Isser of carrying from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Since you're not allowed to carry from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, so chachamim or guys are all different gzeiras. There's a muktzah of stones, muktzah machas gufay. There's a muktzah of klishim alach lisser, machas chasar kis, machas vitzva, whatever the isser is. But it's all because you're not allowed to carry from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. That's why they made such isurim. But on yontif, that is no isser to carry from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, according to what you're telling me. So then this shouldn't be an isser to touch a stone on Shabbos. You should be able to throw stones on cars on Shabbos. No problem. So, if that's the truth, if that's the case, then why does the Mishnah talk about a Sefer Torah? You go all the way to the holiest of holy. Talk about the lowest of the low. Talk. According to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to take a stone from here and bring it over there. Because there's zero isser of carrying. And since there's no isser of carrying, there's no isser of muktzah. Because muktzah has to do with carrying. According to this Pshat in the Gemara. And according to Bishamai, Yontif is like Shabbos. Just like you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry on Yontif. And therefore, a stone is also to carry, and that should be the Machlokes. Why are you talking about babies and lulav and Sefer Torah? Elo, medloi mafligi ba'avonim, shmamino, ba'itzo shalei tzorch pligi. So you see from here that the Machlokes is not whether or not there's a problem with carrying or not. Machlokes is, are you allowed to carry something shaloi l'tzorech? No need at all. So again, it's a shaila of mitoch shu'uch l'kach, uch l'kach. A different machlokes, like we started out the sugya. The machlokes is, Baruch Atah Adonai Elohim Shekoinu Mitbaroi. Avi, remind me next time to just make the bracha beforehand so I don't confuse the people on YouTube, the whole thing. Okay. So, the other Avi, the Avi that brought me the water. He's a chray in it. Avi Gargir. So, huh? A problem for them, not for you. Yeah. I mentioned plenty. And trust me, when he goes to New York, people run over to him. You're Avi Gargir. Avi Gargir used to be a cop in New York. What's going on here? We have everything here.
And it's 9/11.
9/11. Were you at 9/11, Avi? You carried two people down the building? Wow, unbelievable. That's not what he said. Okay. He said nobody hears what he's saying, so I can just make up. All right. Says the Gemara. Ela me'ata lifli gubav on him.
One second. He used to be an aide to the president of the
White House. Which president?
Bill Clinton.
Avi Kamiansky, aide to Bill Clinton in the White House. Unbelievable. We have it all. We even have something to chacham here. Fine. Says the Gemara. Listen to this. Rabbi, so this is a very important point over here. The Gemara says, so the machloikis is haitza shaloi l'tzorech. Carrying for no reason. No reason. So Rashi takes it literally. You hear, this is very important. Very important. Loy Letzarach says, Rashi, mamish, zero need whatsoever. You decide to pick up a chair, bring it from here to there, for no reason, stam, you have nervin, whatever it is. Shaloy Letzarach. Other Rishonim argue, if you look at Tosfos over here, six lines from the bottom, Tosfos all the way in the bottom, Tosfos all in the bottom, six lines. V'davka b'yitzah sheyesh b'tzarech yontav k'tzas. So Tosfos sticks in, it has to be a little bit of a tzarech, a little bit. So then we have our idea. Since you're permitted to carry food, because you're allowed to carry food for oichel nefesh, you're allowed to be mechalal yanta for oichel nefesh. So therefore, if you have a little bit of a tzarech, a little bit, it's not a major reason, but a small one.
What's
a good example of shaloy letzarich klal? You go in oifem miyantiv l'chol, like baking from yantiv to the weekday, zero tzarich, umaytzi avarim and moving stones. The lekel letzarich loisimchas yantiv chayiv midayraisa. Unbelievable that Rashi argues completely. Rashi says that if it's shaloi letzarich klal, it's 100% mutter. Azizak Rashi. Like where it almost becomes wide, Rashi says, Luzu letzarich ujum min ha-toyra ligamri. According to Bishamai, Rabbanu Geizer. Now, if that's the case, so Shaila, Stama Shaila, could you make a achnasa sefer Torah on Yontif? Could you carry a sefer Torah in the street on Yontif? So according to Tosfos, it would seem like it's a problem. And we actually paskin like that. If it's shalot tzarech, it's not a tzarech. You don't have to carry it. You have plenty of sefer Torahs in the Aron Kodesh. You don't need this extra fifth, sixth sefer Torah. So why are you carrying it? It's not a tzarech. It seems like it's not a tzarech klal. And it would be a problem to do so. That's number one. And then I saw something stam that's not going to get to the sugya, but I thought it was interesting. I just want to throw it out there for the oilam. Is there a problem to close off a main street in a city, a busy street, for achnas sefer Torah? Tircha de tzibura. Now you're messing up the city. Everybody has to go around, isn't that? What do you say? Kavanat Torah. So Reb Zilberstein said that he thought it's a big problem. He told them not to. They should go through side streets, this, that. Or Reb Chaim Kanevsky says, like you, Mendy, it's Kavanat Torah, you should close off a street. What, at the Kailo? Oh, so at the Kailo, yeah, very good. So at the Kailo, when we had it was literally a 3-minute dance, that giant truck came, and I felt really bad. A woman came, religious woman, she came over and she started screaming at the truck driver. She says, turn off the music. I think she missed an opportunity. She ruined it. It was 3 minutes. It was the middle of the day. It was 11:30 in the morning. Turn it, it's too loud. You're waking up people in their houses. I think she missed an opportunity. Okay, anyway. What? We didn't close the street. Garnish, we danced on the sidewalk and then the truck was pulled over. But it was loud. You know, they have these big... Okay, fine. So they did your shoulder, but it wasn't carrying. It wasn't carrying. There was an Eruv and there's a whole thing. I'm saying, could you carry? Yeah, we're talking about Shaloy Litzar, carrying Shaloy Litzar. Yeah, Achnas Sefer Torah is beautiful. On Shavuos, that's the best way to do it. They say that when you should, I think some server said, I saw, you're supposed to do Achnas Sefer Torah right before Shavuos. That's like the ultimate. So they did it on Shavuos. And there's no carrying because it's there, the whole thing. Yeah. No truck, no nothing, no torches. You save a lot of money. The island was there anyways, okay? Fine. Before we go on, there's one little bit of a problem. A little bit of a problem because it's also like tzarech pligi. So what's a machloikis? Think about it a second. Machloikis is on Yontif, could you carry or not? But what do we do with the Pasuk? Yirmiyah says, don't carry on Shabbos. In other words, you're allowed to carry on Yontif. So how can you say that you can't carry Yontif? Who argues on that? How can you argue on this Pasuk? That's Rashi's kasha. So look at Rashi for a second. Beautiful Rashi. It's like 6-7 lines from the bottom. And he says, in Rashi, the Ramasu, Pligi. Pligi, Rashi, Kami, Yeshu, Soi, Soli, Yonim, Vivi, Yukob, Machna. Vyeshna, Vishar, Malachas. Vyirmi, Ahayim, Azir, Al, Shabbos, Shem, Chamurim, Vahlavaishi, Yishmu. Says Rashi, it's not a steer to the Pasuk. You're right. Yirmi spoke about Shabbos. But he really meant Yantav also. The reason why he said Shabbos, he's like, Tafasta, Maruba, like Tafasta. Halavai, Klai, Yisrael, should listen to Shabbos, which is Chomer. You get Skila if you over on it. Let them first keep Shabbos, then we'll talk about Yontif later. But he wasn't, it's not like he said, oh, it's mutter to carry a Yontif. That's how Rashi learns this, but it's a very important point to point out. Says the Gemara. We're holding like, again, 7 lines from the bottom of the Gemara. Vav Rabbi Yochanan Sovar. And Rabbi Yochanan also agrees to this idea that the machlokes in the Mishnah is, do we say the concept of Toich Shuhutra, since you're allowed to carry for food, you're allowed to carry for other stuff. That's the machloikis. Since a matoich. Vavra birgun sova matoich shudu hait solu tsoirech. Hutra nami shalot tsoirech pligi. That is machloikis. I already allow you to carry for food. Carry everything. There's no issue to carry. The Tani Tanik amei the Rabbi Yochanan. Because the Tana said in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Hamevashal gid hanoshe b'cholav b'yomtev. What's a gid anosha? Sciatic nerve. Here's the picture that we use throughout Chulin from Rabbi David Sefer. But there's another picture I want to show you. This is from Kol HaLashon Sefer, and it's a little bit clearer almost. Here you see the foreleg, and here it just goes right here. This white, you could see it very, very clearly. This is a sciatic nerve. And if you learn how to do it, you could, here's a guy's thumb. Actually, he pulled it out a little bit. And that's why Sfardim, they just take this right out, they have a Messiah how to do it, and then they go ahead and they eat it. So, if you take this Gid Anasha obviously is the Isidai Raisa to eat. So, there's no heter of Oichel Nefesh. Oh, I need a cook today. You don't have to cook, because it's also for you to eat that. So, I'm a Vashel Gid Anasha B'cholov. What? Yeah. Yeah, so some Ashkenazim eat it. I ate it a few times. You go to Basar Chalav, they don't tell you, oh, it has the Basar Nachal, Basar Lechem, Lechem Basar, Lechem Basar. Did I say Basar Lechem? Yeah, that's a good name. Yosef is shaking his head. Listen, what?
They don't tell you.
They don't tell you. They should. It should say in the menu. It should say.
You know that.
Right. If you don't have Masari, you do have Masari. Listen, I was in a restaurant. My son convinced us to go to some restaurant in the Shuk. So we're eating there, and I'm looking at the menu, and I'm like, wait a minute, this is probably, what is it called? No, Sinta steaks, but what is it called? The rear, No, how do you call that part of the animal? It's from the hind, whatever. So I asked the guy, I asked the waiter, is this from the hind? Yeah. So I said, so it's only for Sephardim? Yeah. So I'm looking around. Everybody, this Hasidish. They're all from Borough Park. I'm like, Rabbi Isai, this is not your Heksher exactly. You know, you're not in Borough Park, you wouldn't be eating this. He says, Favus Nisht. So I explained to them, you know, there's the hind and this, we don't eat it. All right, I already ordered it. It's beside whatever. Okay, so that's just in the shuk. It's okay, fine. Anyway, what happens in the shuk stays in the shuk. Have some movement, you know. Say some mitzvah. If you're makban on Chol of Stam, maybe you should also be makban on this. I don't know. Hila, I know that you eat it. I didn't want to say anything. We already spoke about it 20 times. I know if there's a guy that's a good menacher, da 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 da. I don't know. It's okay, it's still Shiloh. No, no. There are Ashkenazim that eat it. If the Sephardi has a Masorah, how to take it out. No, the Sephardi knows how to take it out. Let's not get into it. We're not getting into it. If you're in the shogun, you already ordered, and the guy knows how to take it out, then it's not a problem. No, and you already ordered. And you already ordered. If you're sitting there right now, you're watching. Fine. Next. Yeah, don't listen to anything I say when Halacha, forget about it. Next. Wow. Yes.
Next siyum,
next siyum in the shuk. Gevaldik. Okay. Weiter. The Tani Tanaka made the Rebbe Yochanan. No, I'm serious. There was a big nida. This Ashkenazim from our show that eat it, no problem. They say if that guy is a Messiah, it's not that we don't have a Messiah, not to eat it. We just don't mess with it. It's too complicated. Lazy. What? Lazy. Ashkenazim are lazy. Yes, and there's an. That's Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim, I saw him eating steak once like that. Okay. The guy only eats bread. Everybody knows he eats pasma melech teicha. All right, fine. Says the Gemara, what's going on here? Let's get to the issue here. There's a way that a person is chayev five malchus. He takes this gidanosha and he cooks it together with milk. Biyantif, anyantif. Bachala, and he eats it like a chamish. It's a little interesting because it's not mamish bevasachas. He eats it here, he's mevashal there. Fine, but it's a way to get five malchus. Like a mishum mevashal gid, first of all, he is cooking this gid anasha. V'loika mishum oichal gid, and he's eating the gid. V'loika mishum mevashal basa b'chalav, and as we know, basa b'chalav has three surim. One of them is to cook it. V'loika mishum oichal basa b'chalav. The second one is also because he actually ate the basa b'chalav. V'loika, and daf yud beiz on beiz, mishum avara, and he made a fire. Omar lei. Hook, Tani Levara, go outside. Rabbi Yochanan in Shas says this at least five times. It's his catchphrase. You're saying Narishkeit, that you could say outside, not over here, not in Beis Medrash. Havaro Bishol Eina Mishnah. There's no Isser on Yontif to cook something that you're not allowed to eat. Vinden Zeloy Mar Mishnah Bishamai. And even if you say, that's a Mishnah. That's Bishamai. We don't pass it like that. Oh, so you see, Mefur Rabbi Yochanan subscribes to this idea that the whole Machloikis is Mitoich. Since I'm allowed to, here, he says in Mefurish. That's Bishamai that don't believe Mitoich. Basil do believe Mitoich. Since you're allowed to cook this, you're allowed to cook that. There's no Isser to make a fire for Gidanosha. There's other Isurim. Yes, of course, you're not allowed to eat it. But the fire part, no, you're not high for the fire. We just. Let's just say we turn to Yud Beis on Beis, sponsored by the Heavenly White Tehillim Group. For those who need Shiduchim Refuz Yeshuas, please join Tehillim.8mindav.com and by Shlomo Lazarin from Los Angeles in honor of my wife, who's Moshe Nefesh Vatairo. The eBay Silel, according to Beis Silel, you're not over making a fire on a Gidanosha because you're allowed to make a fire to make steaks. So you're allowed to make a fire. You're not over if you make a fire to cook up a Gidanosha. Okay, so you see that Rabbi Yochanan also subscribes to this idea. The next Mishnah, sponsored by Fishel, Lura 4 Shleim Avram Yosef ben Chana. By the way, these Mishnais are available. Nobody really bit. This is official, this is exclusive, but if somebody wants, it's only $100 to sponsor a Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Now, Amud Beis is $1,000. That's something else because it's a whole month, but there's one Mishnah. Sometimes a Mishnah lasts for weeks. Zok the Mishnah.
Official wants people. Official doesn't want people.
I know. That's why I said it. Yeah. Fishel would like other people to join him. He can't stop. It's an addiction. It's an addiction. He can't stop. He loves giving to Torah. Loves it. Yeah. So, I was going to say about the Mary Nakash, but not now. Fine.
It's very hard for you to control yourself.
I can't control. I'm also addicted to these things. Zok the Mishnah. We know that it's usher to take truma and meiser. We had it just recently. You know, I take truma and meiser on Shabbos and Yontif. You have a bunch of fruit, and you can't eat it unless you take truma. You can't do it on Shabbos and Yontif. Why? Because you're misakim mana. You're fixing something on Shabbos. However, challah, which is also a type of a truma that you give to the kohen, challah. Today we just burn it, but in those days they would give it to the kohen. You're allowed to take on Shabbos on Yontif. Why? Yontif, yeah. Because you're allowed to make challah on Yontif. We said he has to have his hot, fresh bread coming out of the oven. Mimela, you're allowed to take challah on Yontif. And the same thing would be with the Matnos Kuhuna. Matnos Kuhuna. So we had Mamish over here outside of the Beis Medrash. We brought a sheep when we were learning Chulin. And the author of the Sichas Chulin, Rabbi David, he came and he shechted it right here in front of the stairs. Ben David. That's you, David. Yeah, Ben David, Rabbi Ben David. What's it, Itamar or something? Itamar. Amitai. Major. What's that? Yeah. I know. I said hello to him. Shalom Aleichem, Doc. Spacing you out. Yeah. So he came here and he did this whole, it was beautiful. He cut open the animal and he did a half shot and he showed us every how to do the shechita and all the parts. But he finally got to the Zroya L'chayayim V'keva. We talk about it so much, but I looked for the picture. I have to find the picture. So anyways, it was my sheep. I bought it. So I had the right to give it to whoever I want. And I learned halacha that day that you're supposed to give it to a kohen, but you could also give it to somebody who's married to a kohenes. If his wife is a kohen, you give it to him. So my chavrusa, Rabbi Yedidya, my Rebbe, he's married to a kohenes. So I gave it to him. It's the foreleg, the cheeks, and the keva, the intestines. You can make kishka out of it. Put it all in a nice bowl. It's mine. And I gave it to him. It's matnas kuhuna. That's what you give to a kohen from every animal you shecht. That you could do on Yontif. Why? Because you're allowed to shecht on Yontif. So you're allowed to shecht on Yontif. Now, the difference is, though, just one difference that I can think of. Challah, without giving the kohen the challah, you can't eat the dough. Can't eat the challah. An animal, you're allowed to eat the animal without giving the matnas kuhuna. You'll give it later. Okay, but you're allowed to give it on Yontif. Says the Mishnah, now, the Lashon in the Mishnah is interesting. You know, go and give it to the kohen. Taisus points out right away. It doesn't mean go and give. It means just don't give. If the kohen comes to your house, same exact halacha. You cannot give him challah and the matnas kuhuna, the zroya l'chayayim v'keva, on Yontif. Bein shehumru me'emesh, bein shehumru me'ayoyim. Says B'Shamay, even if it happened today, you shechted the animal today. Forget about that it happened before Yontif. Of course you can't give those. Why? Because you should have given it before Yontif. Anytime you have the ability to do before Yontif, do before Yontif. But I wanted to shecht today. I wanted fresh meat. No refrigerators in those days. I needed fresh meat. So even though I shechted today, I cannot give the challah or the matanos today, according to B'Shamay. U'Beisil Matir, they say you're allowed to. Amrlin B'Shamay, Gzeir Shava. It's not a real gzeirah shava. It just means, like, let's make a comparison. Challah matanos matana l'kohen. So here, if you notice, B'Shamay is talking to Beis Hillel, and that's for the most part. In the Gemara, we're going to see at one point Beis Hillel say to B'Shamay this exact svara, but it's a different mandama. Say B'Shamay to Beis Hillel, challah matanos matana l'kohen. The challah and the gifts are a gift that you give to the kohen. One of the 24 gifts you give to a kohen. Utruma matana l'kohen. And truma, this part that when you have fruit, you give a kohen, that's also matana. Kishay shem elichim is a truma. You can't give truma yontif to the kohen. Kachem elichim is a matana. So too, you can't give challah and the other stuff. Amar lemei silel. What's the connection? Loi im amartem truma shin zakeh b'aramasa. Time for matana shin zakeh b'aramasa. You can't even do truma. You're not allowed to do it on yontif Shabbos, but matana is challah. You are allowed to. Fine. So that's the argument. Says the Gemara, "Kasal kadaitoch shurim ma'ayim v'shenishchetu ma'ayim." So let me just tell you the sugya. It's a very, very, very simple sugya. It should take us only like 3 minutes to read all the way down to the bottom. And it goes like this. The Mishnah says, the Mishami say, it's osur to give a matana to a kohen, even on Yantif, even if he shechted on Yantif. Okay? That's what the Mishnah says. You can read it. Mishami, osur lahoylech nishchat biyantif. Even if it was shechted on Yantif, you're not allowed to give it to the kohen. So now, we're going to have three shitas. And the Gemara says, which one adds up to the Mishnah? Which one is similar to the Mishnah? So shita, this one is achirim. You're not allowed to give. You're not allowed to bring a matana that was shechted on yantif. Does that match this? Very much so. It's identical. It's just not the same word. I want to make it larger. According to achirim, asur nishchat biyantif. Just because there's not enough room for words. If it was shechted on yantif, you're not allowed to give to the kohen. That mamish fits the red. Now let's go to the next one. According to Rabbi Yehuda, also is erev yantif. That doesn't fit because the Mishnah says on yantif. So this doesn't, green doesn't fit with red, and purple doesn't fit at all. It's completely out of the ballpark. It's Rabbi Yossi, oyser truma erev yantif. Who's talking about truma? The Mishnah is talking about matanis chala and zroel chaim keva. We didn't even mention truma. Just in the hagdama. That truma you're allowed to do on Shabbos and Yantif, but that's not in the Mishnah. So purple doesn't match red, green doesn't match red, it's blue. That's only if the Mishnah says the red, that the Mishnah is talking about on Yantif. What if the Mishnah is not talking about Yantif? The Mishnah is only talking about Erev Yantif. So then, this is, I'm just telling you the whole Sugya Lapeh in a second. If the Mishnah is talking about Erev Yantif, and Acherim are talking about Erev Yantif, so they match. And Rabbi Yehuda says Erev Yantif, so everything matches. It's because you assumed that the Mishnah is talking about Yantif, so you have a little bit of a problem. How does the green match up to the red? But if the Mishnah is talking about Erev Yantif, so it fits in beautifully, he says Erev Yantif. And then Acherim, you just have to stick in that they're talking about Erev Yantif, because they don't really mention, Acherim doesn't mention if they're talking about Erev Yantif, Yantif. So just say, no, Acherim is talking about Erev Yantif, and everybody matches up beautifully. Erev, Erev, Erev. We're talking about Erev Yantif, everything matches. Now, let's see it inside. I'm telling you, it flies. It's a lot of words. It looks big and fat, but it's very, very simple. Kosolka Daitach, the Havamina was that we're not talking about Erev Yantif. We're talking about Yantif. Shuhumu Mahayoyim, B'shenishchutu Mahayoyim. The matanas happened today, and the shechita happened today on Yantif, and also whether they shechted it on Erev Yantif and took the matanas on Erev Yantif. According to Beisil, you're allowed to give it to the kohen even on Yantif, and according to Bishami, you can't. So if so, who does our Mishnah go according to? It can't fit like anyone, only like the blue. Because the blue says, Nishchat biyantiv. Biyantiv matches. Beautiful. But they say Erev Yantiv. And he, Rabbi Yossi, talks about Truma, not Nugia at all. Something else completely. The Sanya. Now let's see it inside. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Lenachliku Beisham Visil, Alamatana Shuhum Erev Yantiv. He says, no. Anything that happened Erev Yantiv, there's no machlokes at all. Shemar Yilichin. If you have a matana, you have challah, let's say. Talk about challah, because Rashi points out, it says matana is the whole time, it's talking about challah also. It's just easier to say one word. We could wrap our heads around challah. We see the wives doing challah all the time, we don't know what matana is. So we'll talk about challah. If you have challah from Erev Yantif, your wife made a batch of challah, Erev Yantif, she has a piece of challah, Erev Yantif. So that's mutter, according to everybody, says Rabbi Yehuda, if you're going to give it together with a matana that happened today on Yantif. Wait a minute. Bishamai are saying that if you gave a matana on Yantif, so they say you're allowed to give a matana on Yantif. Doesn't say in the Mishnah you're not allowed to give a matana on Yantif. So this can't be. This doesn't work with our Mishnah. You're allowed to give a matana, a piece of challah that you have from Erev Yantif, together with a piece of challah that they have on Yantif, according to everybody, even according to Bishamai. It doesn't work with our Mishnah. Mamish, not like our Mishnah. Because in our Mishnah says that on Yantif, you're not allowed to give even Bein Shumu Mahayoyim, says Big Shammai. Where's the Machlokes according to Yehuda? Ela Lohilichon, Bifnei Atzman, you take the Erev Yantif stuff and give it by itself. You have a piece of challah that you were mafresh before Yontif, and you want to give it to the Kayan on Yontif. But it's Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif challah. Not Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif challah. Where's the whole machlokes on Erev Yontif Chala? Erev Yontif Zorel Chayim Vekeva. But not something that happened on Yontif, because something that happened on Yontif, according to Bishami, you're allowed to give it. Nu, that goes against our Mishnah. So what was their svara? We saw in the Mishnah, Bishami told Bisilo. Chala matonis matonel koin. Chala is one of the gifts you give to the koin. Utruma matonel koin. So, make a comparison between challah and truma. You're not allowed to give a kayan on yontif truma that you separated before yontif. So you can't do challah either. No connection between truma and challah. Very different. You can't take truma on yontif, but you could take challah on yontif. Here comes Rabbi Yossi in purple. The zero machloikas that you're allowed to give all the gifts to a kayin on yontif. He sticks in the word truma. We're talking about truma now. We're not talking about challah. And therefore, this doesn't go like our Mishnah. This Rabbi Yossi does not go like our Mishnah. Because he's talking about truma, and he says there's no machlokes at all. Our Mishnah says there is a machlokes when it comes to matanas. And this is the svar that Beis Hillel said. Now you see, just as I want to point out, Beis Hillel are talking now, not Beis Shammai. In our Mishnah, it was Beis Shammai doing all the talking. Amru lehem Beis Shammai gzeira shava. And now, he uses the same exact words almost, the same logic, but it's Beis Hillel talking to Beis Shammai. Chalo matanis matan alakayin. What's the logic? Chalo is one of the gifts. Utruma matan alakayin. Shem shem elichim samatonis kach melichim samtruma. And just like you're allowed to give a matana, you're also allowed to give truma, say Beis Hillel. Now Bishamai are using Bisil's svar of the Mishnah. No, no connection. You're not allowed to take truma. And now here comes the blue. We're not talking about truma. We're talking about the gifts. Chala. Zorel Chaim Keva. Now look. Do Acher mention when? They don't say a word. They don't say Erev Yontif. They don't say Yontif. They say, the whole machloikis is, could you bring it to a kohen or not? When? I don't know when you shechted it. So Meila, that fits in. Says Gemara, Leima, Acher mi, Veloy Reb Yehuda. That will fit right in here. We'll just stick in that they're talking about Yontif. The Mishnah's talking about Yontif. Boom, it works. And all the Gemara is going to do is no. The Mishnah is talking about Erev Yontif, and Acherim are also talking about Erev Yontif, because Acherim don't mention if we're talking about Yontif or not. Omar Rava says, Rava, no, you don't have to force the Mishnah like the blue, like Acherim. The Mishnah could go even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, forget about it. We're not even going to try to go like Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi is talking about Truma. How does the Mishnah go like Rabbi Yehuda? Omar Rava, Miktani Shuhumu Mahayoyim, Shinishu Mahayoyim, Shuhumu Miktani. All it says is that there was a matana taken. Doesn't say when. And it happened on Erev. Leima Rabbi Yehudi v'loy Acherim. So perhaps it goes only like Rabbi Yehuda because Acherim don't talk about Erev Yontif. Afilu teim Acherim u'bahanach d'nishchitu me'emesh. No, it goes like Acherim and it's also talking about Erev Yontif. So look what's going on here. You have Rabbi Yehuda says Erev Yontif. You have Acherim that say Erev Yontif, you have the Mishnah say Erev Yontif. So then there's no difference between blue and green. What's the difference? They're saying the same exact thing. It's such a great kasha that the Gemara asks it. Yochi Hayne Rabbi Yehuda, Ikebenayu Tfeila. That what? If you have extra, you have your, what happened there? You have matanas that you took on Erev Yontif. So Bishami say, you can't take those matanos that are Erev Yontif and bring them on Yontif to the Kayin. But on Yontif, if you did it on Yontif, you're allowed to. Why? Because you had plenty of time to be Mechalel Erev Yontif. Why do it on Yontif? You want to bring it to the Kayin, do it on Erev Yontif when you shechted it. But what if you shechted on Erev Yontif and you shechted on Yontif itself also? that on Yontif you're allowed to bring to the Kohen according to everybody, according to what we're saying now. So now I just want to schlep an extra bag. My stuff that I have my Erev Yontif in, I want to bring that also. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's okay. It's tuffel. It's just, I'm going anyways to the Kohen. I might as well bring my stuff from Erev Yontif. And according to Acherim, you cannot do so. So that's the whole machloek between Acherim and Rabbi Yehuda. Om Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. Wow. This Rabbi Yosi, we were like, he's not part of the Mishnah. That's halacha. That what? That you're allowed to bring truma. Truma, not the matnos kaya, not the Zoray L'chaim Keva and the Chala. Truma, you're allowed to bring truma on Yontif to the kaya. Rav Toivi, Berei the Rav Nechem, you have a garba, the chamra, the truma. He had a whole barrel of wine. Truma, also the kamei, the Rav Yosef. Omar lei, malam tu le kaya no idna. Can I bring it now to the kaya? Omar lei, hocham, Rav Yudam Shmuel, halacha ki Rav Yosi, you're permitted to bring it to the Kohen on Yontif. Have a wonderful day.